My name is Jonathan Vernon. I'm studying for a Master's in Open and Distance Education with the Open University. The purpose of this interview is to find out what it means to teach in tertiary education compared to teaching in a primary or secondary school.
There are two things about university teaching. One is imparting knowledge or transferring knowledge. And it's assumed that there is somebody who is a specialist, who may have written a book, but certainly has studied the subject, got a degree or two in it, and so on. And then meet somebody who is an absolute beginner in the subject, and he is passing on this knowledge to him, and which, through the process of teaching, whether it's lectures, seminars, or tutorials, it filters down to the student. So this is all based on your knowledge of you having studied it, read about it, thought about it, and you sort of passing on this knowledge in some way or other to the other student. But there is a completely different aspect of knowledge, which is not passing on the knowledge, but teaching the student how to acquire and process the knowledge by himself. In this kind of thing, there are sort of three things involved. First of all, there is the tutor who actually introduces the subject and indicates roughly the sort of the scope and the direction. Then there's the student who's actually doing mini research project. He goes to libraries. He's got to read as many of the books as he's got time for, extract what is relevant, make notes, then think about it, process it, and analyze it and synthesize it. I mean, there's a beautiful thing about the Oxford system that it's got these two aspects, because first of all, you've got to chop up the material into bits and extract it, but then you've got to reassemble it according to the topic, to the essay subject that you have. And this is a kind of synthetic thing. So it trains you in both those skills. Essentially, skills is a crucial thing. You're developing, you're not teaching them, you're not imparting knowledge. You're helping them to acquire the skills, rapid reading, extracting information, analysis, synthesis, and finally presenting it, because presentation is an extremely important thing. So this is why I think the Oxford system is so marvelous. You know, this one-on-one or two-on-one or three-on-one tuition virtually all the time, with just minimal number of lectures and seminars and revision classes. But it's an extraordinary investment. What it means that people who've been through this process for 3 years doing this kind of thing, I mean, have absolutely straight mind. 3 years of a BA, or four sometimes, is absolutely enough. Now, the point is that in the other system, the conventional system, the knowledge is processed by somebody else, you see. It's processed in books and processed in lectures and so on. So what then happens is that the knowledge is pre-digested, it's processed. Your work is mostly understanding it in a passive sort of way and memorizing it and adapting it to the sort of exam questions that you get. So I'm a great sort of believer in the system. At the same time, I realize that it's a highly elitist system, extremely expensive system. You know, instead of taking 20, 30, 50 people and giving them a lecture, I had 10 students who met me for an hour or so every week.